Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to picture a specific object. It's sitting on a shelf, maybe in a dusty warehouse, or maybe it's in an Amazon fulfillment center right now, waiting.
Okay.
It's a pretty simple piece of hardware,
Yeah.
an amplified HD digital TV antenna.
A classic. The kind you stick in a window to try and catch the local news.
Exactly. But we're not just talking about any old antenna. We were looking at a specific one from a company called Antennas Master. It's their newest 2019 model.
So it's been around a little while.
A little while. It costs $25.99. It claims it can pick up signals from 120 miles away. And the big promise, crystal clear HD TV channels for free.
For free. No monthly fee ever. Which, honestly, in today's world, that's a solid value proposition.
And it really is. I mean, every streaming service is hiking their prices every 6 months. Free forever is a powerful hook. But here's the problem. Imagine you're the one running this business. You have this product, it works, it's patented, you've got inventory stacked to the ceiling. But you are trying to sell it in a digital economy that is just drowning in noise. We're talking about total content saturation.
Yeah, you're not just competing with other antenna companies. You're competing for eyeballs against Netflix, against TikTok, against these, massive tech giants with million-dollar ad budgets.
Exactly. So how does a company selling a $26 piece of hardware even compete with that? How do you get attention without just, bankrupting yourself on ads?
That is the fundamental question for almost every small business today. You could have the best product in the world, but if you don't have what they call mental availability,
Mental availability.
yeah, if you aren't constantly just popping up in your customer's daily feed,
Yeah.
you basically don't exist. And well, usually fixing that means hiring a huge team,
Yeah.
writers, editors, video producers.
Usually. But today we're exploring a different path. We are going to take this specific company, Antennas Master, and we're going to pair it with a piece of technology called the Auto Content API.
And just to be clear, this is not a chatbot that writes funny emails for you.
Yep.
No, not at all. This is about infrastructure. The sources we looked at describe the Auto Content API as an industrial engine for content.
Industrial engine. I like that. It sounds heavy.
That's the best way to think about it. The whole goal of this API is to decouple content creation from human time. It's about building a system where content just sort of generates itself.
Okay.
And our mission for this deep dive is to explore exactly how Antennas Master can use this infrastructure from what they call deep research to faceless video to just dominate their market without hiring a single extra person.
So wait, we are basically building a media empire for a $26 antenna company.
That is precisely the plan.
Okay, I'm in. Let's start with our client then, Antennas Master. What do we actually know about them right now?
Well, looking at their site, it's very old school e-commerce, you know? It's all about the product specs.
Right.
The detachable amplifier, the flame soft material, they've got a why choose us section, and a VIP club for testing new stuff.
It sounds functional, maybe a little dry.
It is functional.
Yeah.
Yeah, very dry. But there is gold hidden in their data. They have these customer reviews that are just, they're incredible. For instance, there's a testimonial from a customer named Charlos.
Charlos.
Charlos lives in a wooded area. Now, if you know anything about RF signals, trees are the enemy.
Oh, yeah, they kill the
They
Siggy.
just scatter it. But Charlo says this antenna grabbed 38 channels, crisp and clear.
Wow, that's a fantastic endorsement. If I lived in the woods, that would sell me on it immediately.
It would. But here's the tragedy.
Right.
That review is trapped.
Yeah.
It's just text on a web page, probably buried at the bottom. A potential customer has to land on the site, scroll all the way down, read it, and then sort of visualize that success themselves.
And in today's attention economy, asking the customer to work that hard is just a losing strategy.
It is because they've already clicked away to a video of a cat riding a Roomba. Their attention is gone. So this is where the Auto Content API comes in. The whole concept is content transformation. We aren't trying to invent new slogans. We're just taking the assets they already have, that review from Charlo's, the installation manual, and using the API to transform them into audio, video, social snippets instantly.
Okay, let's get tactical. Strategy number one. I'm looking at the API documentation and I see an endpoint for explainer videos. Now, I have to play devil's advocate here. Usually, when I hear AI video, I think of those, robotic, uncanny valley avatars that look a little creepy. Is that what we're talking about?
That's a fair concern, but the tech has moved so fast. We're not talking about deepfakes trying to trick you. We're talking about clean, functional avatars. Think about the problem Antennas Master has. They have installation advice on their site, right? place on an exterior wall near a window.
Simple instructions. Stick it high up near the glass.
Simple to write. Super boring to read. With the explainer video's endpoint, they can feed that text or even just upload the PDF manual straight into the API. The system then renders a, say, 60 to 90 second horizontal video. It picks a friendly avatar, generates subtitles, and visually shows the process.
So instead of just reading, put it on the wall, I'm actually watching a video of someone doing it.
Exactly. And the impact on, you know, SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Is just massive. The sources cite this stat that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
Wait, 53 times? That sounds exaggerated. Why is the gap that big?
It all comes down to dwell time. Google measures how long you stay on a page.
Okay.
If you have text, people scan it for 3 seconds and leave.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a video, they hit play, they stay for a minute. Google sees that and goes, hey, this page must be valuable. And it just bumps it up the rankings.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a signal of quality. Plus, practically, if you show people how to install it right, you probably get fewer support tickets.
Huge point. You stop people from returning the product because they put it in the basement instead of the window. You're solving a customer service problem with a marketing asset. And it takes minutes to create, not weeks of filming.
Okay, so we've improved the website, but everyone keeps telling me if you want to sell anything in 2025, you have to be on TikTok. And I cannot imagine the owner of an antenna company doing dances.
And they shouldn't. That's a fast way to ruin your brand. Which brings us to strategy number two, dominating social with faceless shorts.
Faceless shorts. This is the introvert's dream strategy, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, look at the reality of platforms like TikTok and YouTube Shorts. They demand volume. To grow, you generally need to post like 3 to 5 times a day.
3 to 5 times a day? Who has time for that? A human team would burn out in a week.
Or they'd run out of ideas. But the Auto Content API has a specific endpoint for this. Video Create Shorts. It generates those vertical 9.16 videos automatically.
Okay, so what kind of content are we talking about?
So Antennas Master takes a feature, say, the 120-mile range, and the API generates a short visualizing that distance on a map. Or it takes the cutting the cord angle and animates a graph showing the savings versus cable over 5 years.
Oh, I just had an idea. Could they use the reviews, like the one from Charlo's?
Absolutely. But let's look at another one from the source material. Remember Jose H?
The guy who picked up channels from Alabama while he was in Panama City, Florida.
That's the one. He even posted pictures to prove it. With the API, you can pick a casual speaker avatar, feed in Jose's review, and have this relatable face telling that story like it was their own. It's social proof, but it's automated.
And it feels like a user-generated clip, which always performs really well on TikTok.
Exactly.
But let's talk money, because video production is super expensive. If I hire a freelancer to make even a simple video, what's that going to cost me?
Manually. A decent editor is going to charge you anywhere from $50 to maybe $300 a video. And that's not even counting the script or stock footage.
Okay, so 3 posts a day at, let's say, $100 each. That's $9,000 a month. That is impossible for a small business.
Totally impossible.
Right.
But with the API looking at their pricing, a video like that costs about 400 credits. That works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300. That's not just a discount. That changes the entire business model.
It allows for what we call creative testing at scale.
Yeah.
You can generate 20 different versions of a video, different hooks, different music, and see what goes viral. If 19 fail, who cares? You've lost the price of a coffee.
Yeah.
Do that with freelancers and you're bankrupt.
No. Okay, so we have the eyes covered with video. Let's talk about the ears. The API docs mention it's a notebook LM API alternative. Now, we know audio is booming, but how does an antenna company start a podcast?
Right.
The Antenna Hour. I mean, that sounds incredibly dry. I don't think I'd subscribe to that.
It'd be terrible if it were just about hardware specs.
Mm.
But you got to think about the audience. Who buys this? Cord cutters.
Mm-hmm.
People who are sick of their cable bills.
Mm-hmm.
So Antennas Master could launch a show called, like, Cord Cutters Weekly.
Okay, I can see the appeal there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you can watch for free this week. But again, where's the content from? Are they writing a script every week? That takes hours.
No, and that's the magic of the deep research endpoint. This is key. It doesn't just write text, it scans the web. So you set up a workflow every week. Scan for news about cable price hikes or new shows on over-the-air networks like CW, ABC, NBC.
Which are the exact channels Antennas Master says they pick up.
Exactly. The API synthesizes that news into a script. Then It uses the audio generation, which has multi-speaker dynamics, to create a banter-style show between two AI hosts.
Wait, so it creates a dialogue, like kind of like what we're doing right now?
Very similar. They discuss the news, they joke about Comcast raising rates again, and they subtly mention the Antennas Master VIP Club as a sponsor. It's not just a robot reading a press release. It has cadence, personality.
What about distribution? Does someone have to upload the MP3s and mess with the RSS feed?
Nope, all automated. The API handles the RSS feed, generates the cover art based on the topic, and pushes it right to Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
So for literally cents per episode, I'm seeing here, it's between 10 cents and 2 euros, they become a media company.
They build thought leadership. They stay mentally available while their customer is driving to work. And they're not just selling a product. They're validating the customer's choice to cut the cord. They become a partner in the rebellion.
That is powerful branding. Now, I want to circle back to something. Jose H. was in Panama City.
Yes.
And that review, it suggests a potentially diverse customer base there, maybe Spanish speakers.
This leads right into strategy number 4, going global with localization. That data point from Jose is crucial. If there is a Spanish-speaking demographic in their service area, which, I mean, in Florida there definitely is, they're currently just ignoring it.
But hiring a translation team is so expensive. You need translators, voice actors, dubbing. It sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It used to be. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. Antennas Master can just set up a workflow where every English blog post, every explainer video, every podcast episode is instantly transcribed and resynthesized into Spanish.
Instantly, like the moment the English one is done.
Yeah. It's just another step in the automated chain. English output goes to translate, goes to synthesize Spanish audio, goes to publish.
So they just massively expanded their total addressable market without hiring a single person?
They're competing with global brands immediately. And because the API handles the voice, it sounds like a native speaker, not a robot.
That is a huge advantage. Okay, let's get a little technical. We talked about SEO with video, but there's a concept in the outline called programmatic SEO. This sounds a little bit like spamming to me. Can you explain what it is and how they avoid getting penalized by Google?
That's a great question, because if you do it wrong, Google will absolutely crush you. The problem with SEO for a product like this is that search is local. People don't search for TV antenna. They search for best TV antenna for Chicago or digital antenna in Miami.
Right, because they want to know if it works there. But you can't manually write 5,000 unique blog posts for 5,000 cities. It would take a lifetime.
Exactly. And the old spammy way was to take one article, copy-paste it, and just swap the city name. Google calls that thin content. They hate it. You will disappear from the rankings so fast.
So how does the API fix the thin content problem?
By creating high-quality mixed media pages that are actually unique. First, deep research generates a unique guide for each city. It looks up which local channels are available there. Mentioning in Chicago, you get WGN, but in New York, you get WABC.
Okay, so the text is actually relevant and helpful to the user.
Precisely. But then it goes further. The API generates a unique video and a unique audio clip for that specific page.
Wait, so if I land on the Antennas for Austin page, I might hear a clip talking specifically about reception in Texas.
Yes. And because you have video, audio, and unique text, Google sees this as a high-value resource, not spam. It's a localized guide. You end up dominating the search results for thousands of local keywords, driving traffic from people who are ready to buy right now.
That is, honestly, that's kind of mind-blowing. It's like having an army of local reporters in every city in America.
An army of automated reporters that work 24/7 and never ask for a coffee break.
Speaking of reporters, let's talk about news. Strategy 6 is newsjacking. I love this term. It sounds aggressive.
It is aggressive, but in a good way. It's about speed. The API has social listening integration with X, Twitter and Reddit.
Okay. So how does a hardware company use that?
Picture this. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Biggest TV event of the year. Suddenly cable outage starts trending on Twitter. Happens almost every year somewhere.
Oh, the nightmare scenario. Your screen just goes black.
Correct. The API detects the keyword cable outage with negative sentiment. It triggers what they call a reaction loop.
A reaction loop. Walk me through that.
Within 5 minutes of the trend spiking, the API triggers the video generation. It creates a chart explaining that an HD antenna doesn't rely on cable lines. It never goes out. It creates the video, writes the caption with the trending hashtags, and just posts it.
While the cable companies are still trying to draft a "we're sorry" tweet.
While the cable companies are still calling their PR team to wake them up.
Right.
Antennas Master has already flooded the feed with the solution.
That speed is something a small business just can't normally achieve. You're too busy running the actual business.
Exactly. Speed is the new currency. React in minutes, you win. React in hours, you're invisible. Automation gives you that speed.
Okay, this all sounds incredible, but let's do a reality check. We're talking about a company that sells a $26 product. Can they actually afford this industrial engine? What's this going to cost them?
That's the beauty of the API model. It's built on credits.
Break down the numbers for me.
Okay, so looking at the pricing and the source, the amateur plan is 24 euros a month, gives you 1,000 credits. The professional plan is 58 euros a month.
58 euros. That's less than my gym membership.
And way less than a single freelancer. You mentioned video costing hundreds of dollars. Here, you're getting the capability to produce podcasts, videos, research reports, all for a flat monthly fee.
And I see here they mention the flexibility of the credit model.
Right. Think about seasonality. For Black Friday or Christmas, Antennas Master can scale up, buy more credits, pump out tons of content. In February, if things are slow, they scale down.
So they don't have to hire and fire staff.
Exactly. There's no overhead. It basically turns marketing from a fixed cost into a variable cost that matches your revenue, which is, you know, the holy grail for a small business.
So let's summarize this journey. We started with a static website selling a 2019 antenna.
And by implementing the Auto Content API, we've completely transformed it. We've turned their manual into explainer videos that boost SEO. We turned the reviews into faceless shorts for TikTok. We launched a Cord Cutters weekly podcast that runs on autopilot.
We've localized all their content for Spanish speakers, built thousands of local landing pages, and set up a system to newsjack cable outages in real time.
And they did all of this without hiring a massive marketing department. That's the shift. It's moving from manual creation, where you're limited by hours in the day, to automated transformation, where you're only limited by your imagination.
It's not just selling antennas anymore. It's dominating the attention economy.
Exactly. They become a media powerhouse that happens to sell hardware.
That is a wild transformation for 26 bucks.
It is. It redefines what a small business can actually do.
So here's the question I want to leave you with today. We've looked at an antenna company. Simple hardware. But if a small business like that can produce the same volume of broadcast quality media as a major network for less than the cost of a gym membership, what excuse does your business have for staying silent?
That's the question every should be asking themselves.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.